Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Dabo Swinney took the criticism, and he deserves it. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. I was at a sports bar Tuesday night to watch a baseball game, and the NC State upset of Clemson was on the screen right beside it. Baseball is slow, so between pitches I watched most of the replay. Mainly I wanted to see if my reaction was right when I watched the game live on Saturday before UNC and Georgia Tech kicked off. The Wolfpack outplayed the Tigers, who are offensively challenged with a new quarterback whose name I cannot pronounce, so I will refer to him as number 5. The game was tied at halftime, and the teams traded touchdowns in the second half before it went into overtime. Clemson had the ball first and was lucky to score on a third down pass, kicking the extra point for a 21-14 lead. State came back and scored on a third down pass of its own. The Wolfpack had the first possession of the second overtime and scored on a sensational catch in the end zone by Devin Carter. Clemson took over at the Pac-25 and made only 5 yards before the Tigers faced a 4th and 5 for a first down to keep the drive alive. They called a timeout and huddled with Swinney. They only had to make 5 yards to get a new set of downs, and I remember thinking that's what they would do. But instead, number 5 launched an almost desperation pass toward the right corner of the end zone. As it fell incomplete, Carter-Finley Stadium emptied onto the field to celebrate State's first win over Clemson since 2012. Why didn't Dabo devise a play to get the first down instead of trying to score on 4th and 5? I tried to watch his press conference to see if anyone asked him, but I never heard the question. All Dabo could say was Clemson deserved the criticism of losing 2 games in September for the first time in 8 years. Heck, the Tigers usually lose no more than 1 game the entire season. It's no longer Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence. Call the right dadgum play, Dabo, for a less talented quarterback, old number 5. This is Archansky. See ya.